This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 7, written by Henry Cranenberg. Kindness and repentance. From Romans 2. Do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Paul says that when I judge someone else's actions, I am also judging myself. Judging claims to know something about truth, and if I know enough truth to judge someone else, I obviously know the truth for myself, too. That makes sense to me. It would be silly to think that I could point out the greed in someone else and then claim innocence about the greed in my own life. When I was a child, my parents taught me and my sisters to pray with our eyes closed. It took experience to understand that if I told my mom that one of my sisters had her eyes open during prayer, it was obvious that I'd had my eyes open too. The odd thing is that, like children, we still point out each other's faults and think we can get away with it. So God closes the loophole on our tendency to ignore our own guilt while we place blame on others. God makes us look at ourselves. What God wants here is not a detailed theology of sin and guilt, but an understanding that His kindness is intended to lead us to repentance. God's goal is not about catching us pointing fingers at others. It's about honesty that leads to full life in Jesus. God's motivation is to save us from destroying ourselves through our sin. God is asking, do you see that? Will you pray with me? Father God, thank you for your kindness, forbearance, and patience. Thank you for taking us seriously in all that we are and for pointing us to Jesus. In His name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.